I'm trying to move forward, no? So if now we are saying that we could have two different options, one is on the key value pair, one is based on the dynamic of dynamic. Can we try to, for instance, think if we can have two different representation of the two options and discuss
Yeah, I think he just into the head. Thinking so hard, and you know what I mean is we can have an attribute like in a form like the considerable property with the several type of key value, and it goes through to this service profile. Then in the instance side, we will have association between this class and maybe this type or also you should change it to class. Then add some comments on this on the single attribute to say that the value for this attribute is actually comes from the candidate of the design time. But I think I should draw it at the picture to explain it more clear. I'm hesitant to do that is because we haven't discussed about the service profile, the usage of service profile. So if it is the positioning is not for the dynamic things, then it is not proper to directly put the attribute into the service profile.
I think that we should have an example here because with the key value pair, so I'm not sure you can really constrain because in the dynamic of a dynamic, you are defining the specification, so at design time. And in some way, this is going to provide a constraint as possible value at a runtime. And this type of constraint, I'm not sure you can really get with just the key value pair. Because with the key value pair, you are defining the key and not the value at design time. But then, how you want to constrain the values, the possible value that you can get, you can accept at runtime. So maybe we could try to, provide a definition and try to provide if with an example, if it works well in both the cases. So if we take an example of the colors, very, it doesn't care.
I know. Actually, I think the use case is I only observed it for the lessons case, but not find it in the real you know the real use cases in online. Maybe it is early for
Yes.
the online.
No, but I'm trying to find a way to compare the different the two options.
Yeah, so maybe an instance example. So if you have a use case kind of showing how you do this from both the design perspective and the instance perspective, it'd probably be kind of useful.
Yeah, and I was thinking maybe also an example that maybe is not relevant in this context, but it's just an example to show the possibilities that can offer. Because I'm not sure if we start to provide discuss around the licensing, maybe is I don't know. We could discuss on the meaning of the licensing, blah blah blah. Instead, and we are lost again. if we try to have just an example, an academic example, if you want, but at least we can test the power of the two options.
So I wanted to share what I have learned about the first model recently. I have read something about the temporal, and this is the configuration description in the temporal specification. It describes that we have the product configuration and the service configuration and the resource configuration. So I think a service should have a service configuration, but currently when I learn about the CC VPN case or slice case, I don't think currently we have the necessary or the real usage for the service configuration, although it should have in your model. And maybe in the future, the slice model may have the configuration properties, but currently it don't need to. So maybe we don't need the configurable property. And
sorry, Joey, can you provide a definition of what is in TMF a service configuration specification and a service configuration? Because it's a bit too vague, just the picture.
Okay. No, I only find some describable high level about the configuration. There has a definition size and a configuration define how a resource service or part operates or functions. A configuration may contain one or more parts which is realized by using the atomic or computer pattern, but it is represented as a single entity has the configuration relationship. Each part may contain, zero or more fields. So I don't think this definition means something. And in temporal specification, it do not give the detailed attributes here. It is give the this basic configuration model relationship, and it gives the relationship between the configuration with the characteristics, and also the configuration relationship. Then I didn't read more from this temporal specification.
But because I'm trying to, so configuration for me can be also just an operation. So if it becomes a class with a specification and an instance, so I'm still trying to understand do we need this type of model? Because, what is the benefit for us to have a configuration specification, configuration instance model? Because why is not just an operation? For instance, in Tosca, you have operations that you can be used for your life cycle, no? And instantiation is the Etsy one, but you can add yours if you want, no? Because Tosca. So and all these are operations. So when you have a class, you can have your attribute and you can have operations. Why we should in some way model also these operations as specific classes?
I'm not sure what you said, the operation, does it only for the resources, for example, when doing the scaling of WinF, we have to do the some operations that we think it is the configuration.
Configuration of a resource, you mean, or configuration of a service, right?
My understanding for the service configuration, for example, if a operator or it provides a service, this service will accordingly have some combinations between different sub services. For example, if we do the 5G slice, maybe the CN the CNN access the network slicing and the AN network slicing, they will work together to be a whole service. But when doing the service, we may counting or have some building or we should make it working together. Then this may be the need some roles or attributes needed for the service level. And this is the current understanding, my current understanding for the service configuration. But I think in ONAP, currently no cases really use the what I have described, the conception. So maybe for the current ONAP model, we don't need the configuration property. But in the future, if the model supports more complex use cases or services, it may need it, the service configuration.
To be honest, I don't think, because I don't understand why we need. I continue to come back to the point of that here we are modeling a separate classes, the configuration. Specification and the configuration. So why that can be applied to a service or a resource? So we are saying that we are modeling operations as classes. Do you agree that, for instance, instantiation, configuration are operation?
Sorry, can you talk in your question?
I mean, usually instantiation, configuration, delete are all operations, right? Do we agree on this? That can be managed, and they are part of a lifecycle management, if you want, of a resource or of a service. So here we are modeling these operations as classes. We have not done this neither for the instantiation, because the instantiation, for instance, has not been modeled as a class, right?
You mean at the resource level?
In all the levels, also in the service. Do we have a service instantiation specification? Do we have a service instantiation instance? So for me, this is a step in the modeling, a choice that we have to do. If we want to really model, we need the need. We see the need to model the operations in classes. So I don't know, Andy, do you know why TNF is doing that? Maybe you.
I think the idea is not I don't think we want to really model the operations. What I think we want to do is model the parameters associated with a service or a resource. And I think we headed down this road because understanding that some of those parameters are set by create, and other parameters are, you know, and then the read only after that. Some are, you know, set to default. Some are parameters that you can change throughout the lifecycle of the service. And then parameters also have some kind of constraints associated with them. I think that's what we're trying to get at, is, you know, how can you, in a model-driven way, describe those different types of parameters? Unfortunately, I think the spec pattern kind of goes a little too deep on that in TM form. But let me do a homework too, because I think ONF had a nice way of doing it. I just have to go back to the ONF document, the ONF core model. But there, I think, you know, if we can represent those types of things, it has kind of what we need. We should follow the same pattern probably at service and resource. But the basic idea is to describe a service and describe resource, we need to understand its properties and which properties, you know, can be changed, right? And if you can change them, you know, through the lifecycle after instantiation, what are the constraints, or can you set the constraints at creation? Does that make sense, Michaela?
I think
so. Yeah. But this generic point, is then a matter of how you want to realize this, if we really need classes or we need just attributes, and then we need to find a model-driven way to define these attributes.
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, they're all, you know, attributes, but some of those attributes you might want to package together, right, as a package, right, of attributes. So let's say the service is MEFT compliant e-access service. That means it has a very specific set of parameters associated with it, and those parameters have very special meanings and definitions. And some of those parameters are, you know, as part of that service profile, that service package. Are described as things that are set as soon as the service is created, and others are things that you might allow it to change, and you could indicate that as part of the package. And we have to look at it from both the descriptor perspective, right? So what does a cookie cutter allow for any service I create with this particular package or profile? And then when I instantiate, are there further constraints I can put on it, and how do we model those constraints for that instance?
Yeah, it's also a matter of, do we want to, because then you can go deep how much you want. I mean, because we need to understand if we need to differentiate. So to find a general approach, or differentiate really all the different operations that you have to do on a service. So instantiation, initial configuration, or anything else, update, or anything else that you have to do, that you could do, or I agree that you can have a number of attributes.
Yeah, I think some of the complexity comes into play too. So let's say we have service attributes or service parameters, but when we instantiate a service, we don't instantiate a service, we kind of instantiate the components of that service, which tend to be resources, which also have parameters, right? So how do you take the parameters you have that describe the service, and how do you map those down to the individual components, the individual resources? I think that's going to be a challenge as well.
Yes.
But we have to start with describing what the parameters are in some kind of model-driven way. Boris, do you have any perspective on that?
This is a challenge, and actually in Dublin there were some developments in SDC and contributions for a mapping of parameters from one service to a nested service or to resources. So this is at least partially addressed in SDC. So maybe we should look more closely how this is done in SDC, and then maybe it will help us model it and be aligned.
Yeah, and I think there's also been some work in the controller design studio part of that. And maybe that's worth looking at as well. I need to catch up on that, but I've heard that there's been some good resource modeling done in that kind of model driven.
Yes, but what has been done is that you define a separate so that then you go also okay you can because the resource parameter can also be different depends on the resource type and also the vendor specific resource type.
Right. So it's how do you model the mappings that allow that mediation to occur?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's what's really important here. It's the parameters we kind of care about are the parameters that kind of describe the nature of the service, right? And then how do we map those to actually instantiate the services on resources with the parameters that the resource exposes?
First of all, can you show how the SDC are doing the work? I actually wanted to know, for the 3GPP stress profile, how SDC use it.
I can try to show this in the UI. I'm not really sure how it's done in SDC implementation.
Okay, can you give us a briefly demo show or more explanation?
Sure, I can prepare it to next week because this week my environment is down. So I'll create a new environment and try to model something and show.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's also interesting what I was agreeing with Andy about CDS, because there is something that has been done in CDS in Tosca to associate behavior specific or vendor specific parameters or script or to a generic resource. I'm thinking if we can generalize this for the mapping between the service and the resource. I think we should be able.
And I like the idea of starting, with what's an example, right? If we can work with just, even if it's an academic example, let's talk about an example of a service. And start with that, and let's see, how we can apply such a model, and how it actually works, in what's been done in SDC in Dublin, maybe CDS, and then also look at how those service parameters get mapped to a resource, and what those classes and attributes would look like.
So, because we have done this with CDS for the
it has to be both at design. Right, we want to understand the design perspective as well as the post instantiation perspective, the orchestration and instantiation perspective.
Good idea.
So we have done this for the DNF configuration at the initial time. So the initial configuration at the instantiation, we have done this. I'm thinking if we can look at this. So mainly the service is just a service with a resource. And when we are going to instantiate the service, we are going to instantiate the resource. So this is the plug and play. And then we are going to do an initial configuration. But I think that the more interesting thing is how we have associated the vendor specific part through CDS.
So does the CDS do the work that mapping the service attribute to resources?
Not service to, is more resource, generic resource to, I think, more resource specific.
Right, but we have to understand how the whole flow would work, right? Otherwise, we won't have the dotted lines between the service and resource to make those things happen.
But in Tosca today, you have a service, right? And the service will contain a number of resources. And the operations today in CDS.
So that's part of the service design, right? So the service design will contain, you will describe the service and provide the mapping of the service to some service component or resources.
Yeah, I'm not sure if someone has still has thought to the service operation, so the mapping between the service and the rest. So I'm not sure.
But again, those parameters have to somehow get, you know, mapped together.
Yes, it's true. Okay, I think the here, but okay. Do you think that we should ask to the CDS guy, or what do you suggest, Andy?
Yeah, it may be a good thing to do to understand, you know, how what CDS would expect kind of as input, right, and how it goes about mapping to the actual model that it has, or actually just understanding the model that CDS has, that it exposes.
And I think we need both infos, both SDC and CDS.
Yes.
And I assume it's the same model, which is onboarded through SDC and then it's propagated to the rest of ONAP, and how each of them interpret the Tosca and how it implements parameters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Nikala, can you help to give us more introduction for the CDS? I think this will help us to make a decision or know all about the what you mentioned, the operation consideration.
So I was thinking the best way to do this. I can ask I can discuss with Yuri and Alexander if what is the best way to do this. Andy, do you want to be part of this discussion?
Yeah, I'd be very interested in that. Yeah.
Yeah, just to prepare something, then share here, but try to understand how to present this, because I mean, let's focus the presentation.
Yeah, and it's best to present with examples, but I think if we have examples along with what does the model look like, I think that would be very, very useful for our group here.
Yeah, I mean, as Ericsson, we have an example. I was trying to think if maybe, but I don't think it's covering everything. So, okay.
That's okay. I think if we have some example to start with, if it's academic, that's okay. It's better than nothing. And it's model driven anyhow. So as long as we can envision that, you know, these would tie to services that we'd actually
And we are covering more the resource part. We are not covering service resource. So maybe I need Alexander Yuri to understand if they want to add something there. That maybe I don't know, because I jumped this for the moment. I was thinking to this.
Right, but remember, they're providing CDS is providing the design perspective, right? So
yes.
They're not doing the orchestration, but we just want to make sure that, you know, how does the service design SDC tie to that resource design, mm-hmm. and understand that part of it, especially from a modeling perspective. And if we can follow an example, that'd be really useful.
Yeah, okay. Okay, if you want, we can have a look to the example that we have implemented in the previous release. At least we have something that is working, and for the PNF, and is the service instantiation at the end that is doing then a resource instantiation. And at least we can compare what is happening at the same time and runtime also today. What do you think? Is it okay?
I think so. Okay. Shui, are you good with that?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Actually, I was looking at my calendar and I see that I'll be traveling next week. So I won't attend next Wednesday. So I guess in 2 weeks I'll be able to demonstrate these parameters.
So, Michaela, how about you? Do you want to also present the item next week?
So I'm here next week. I need to check if we have the material already available, or if we have if we are able to do this for next week. I can tell you maybe in the next days.
Okay. Because
I don't know.
Okay. Because next week I actually am going to take a vacation. So.
Okay. So okay, it's fine. I can do this in 2 weeks.
So you will. If you wanted to discuss, I can find I can lend others to in the charity.
No, but two is fine. If you want to do in 2 weeks, it's fine.
Okay. Thank you. But I think that what you are going to talk about is very important. I don't want to absent here. Okay. Another topic that I wanted to prepare to discuss is about the high level requirements for the release 6. Do you guys have any thinking about the this high level requirements?
I think that we have not approved the current model, right? So the service profile is not yet. So I think that we had some pending discussion, no? That has not been approved, right?
So I think what you're saying is that the items that we still have under discussion should definitely, you know, go into.
Yes.
The work items for release 6.
Yes.
Okay, so do you suggest that we detail our current work and list all the working items? Or
I think that's a good start. And then maybe what we can do is ask if there's any other items, put them into the comments for consideration.
So any online information that you want me to write at the page right now? For example, any thinking about this for tables? If no, I will try to write something first at the table, and then later let you guys to have a review. And today
yeah. I was thinking because we have some changes maybe in Etsy that is also about the Tosca version. Okay, but I'm not sure if a service is influenced here. So I'm thinking if Etsy update and including the Tosca version is adding, can have impact here. Maybe not, but.
So we might have, like, you might be identifying some data modeling work, perhaps.
Mm, yeah, exactly. Maybe it's more data model than service model. I don't know, Chuy, if you have, maybe we can just also double check with Ian Shu.
Okay.
And then Chuy, we also had that, the mapping of the, where we went through the current APIs, maybe just check that, see if there's any items on that that we might want to put into the modeling.
Oh, yes, I understand. Oh, okay, I will maybe offline to go have a check first with the API pages, and then maybe bring this back next week.
Yeah, that'd be good. And if you update this, just send an email out to the modeling list to say you updated it and with some suggestions for people to review.
Okay.
I was thinking another thing, because if I remember well, in Frankfurt, we are there is a Verizon that is trying to have a SOAR 005 API. As a southbound interface to interwork with an external NFVO. I'm thinking, have you covered this in the API? I don't think, because maybe it's just a future API.
it's only notional, right? So if there's modeling work, do you participate in that team?
Partially, not directly, but then I was thinking if we should have a discussion about this also with the Verizon guy and check if we have impact. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Fred used to come to some of these calls, so maybe it'd be a good idea to ask Fred if there's any additional modeling that they want to do from an information model perspective.
Yes.
But definitely if there's data modeling stuff that has to happen, that's another aspect as well. Especially with the Tosca representations or is SOAR 005, is that Tosca based or is that like Yang based or?
I think they will do a REST interface. It could be that they have to pass to the external FVO also the descriptor, the service descriptor. I don't know. It could be.
So does Etsy have like a JSON schema at all to represent SOAR 005, or is it just like an information model thing? I haven't dug that deep into it. I just haven't.
I think because now maybe I'm mixing 3GPP with SOAR 005. They should have a JSON.
Yeah, you would think so, right? Yeah. So let's maybe invite Fred to see if he has anything that they want done as part of Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can close today's call. Any last comments?
Chuy, do you want to capture these? Do we want to start to capture these things, including the SOAR 005 API? And then at least just as a reminder, then we can come back and put as an action to check with Frederick.
I think we can I can write to the minutes to check with Fred. I think it's the one rather than Fred. Right?
Yeah, that would be good. Just add it to the minutes, yeah. I think would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think if we add already here and we just put to be further checked, but at least we, in some way, we are elaborating the list. So let's put as potential in the list.
Okay. So which do you think it is for the one to serve?
I don't know if we should add it to the list yet, Michaela, until we know that they have something that they want to do.
No, it was just as nothing that we are saying today. We have two, but we can put the note, just say to be further investigated. But at least we have a draft. We are creating our.
Yeah, we can maybe add it as a comment on the table, but don't put anything in yet.
Okay.
Until they verify.
Okay.
Because once you add something to the list, it's like all of a sudden it has a life of its own.
Okay.
Yeah. But if we know that they have resources and they're willing to do that, then it's a good thing we can add it. And the main thing is making sure we have, make sure that there's some resource identified that's willing to take the lead.
Yeah, I agree, Andy. No problem. That it was just a way to clearly have in this page the reminder. Otherwise,
yeah, yeah, first to remind and to stimulate the contact with them and participation. Yep. I think it's good.
So, Michaela, can you help to add a comment? I think maybe you can describe this more clearly than me.
Okay, I can do it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining today's call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Bye-bye. 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.